Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Shifting Paradigms. I am your host, Jess Ananda. We are now experiencing the Great Awakening as we are shifting paradigms from fear-based and separation to unconditional love and unity consciousness. My intention is to create a safe container for us to heal collectively during these massive global shifts. I am here to inspire, activate, guide, and remind you that greatness is within. Trust, surrender, and be ready to take action because we are the shift and the shift is now. On today's episode, we have the lovely Ashley Benya, who is a mind-body-soul life coach, a powerful heart-centered healer and body-positive model and advocate. She absolutely enjoys to spread love and inspiration through sharing her personal journey of self-transformation.
Awesome.
Welcome, beautiful sister. I'm so honored and so grateful to have you on the show today. How are you?
I am doing amazing. I'm the one that's honored. I feel so grateful, so privileged. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me, for creating this for everyone that you're creating it for. This is the time for it. We need it so much. So thank you. The pleasure is all mine. I'm doing amazing. And I feel even greater doing this, you know, like it can be difficult. It can definitely be a challenge when we're going through all of this and really stuck in what we're dealing with and what we're having to transmute and work through. But connecting, these types of connections and conversations are so healing for ourselves and for the world. So I'm so excited.
Thank you so much, sister. And for our beautiful listeners, this is my beautiful sister, Ashley, and I'm so honored to have her on because we have been watching each other grow, and how we met was so beautiful and so magical, really, because we met at an airport in December of 2016, which for me, this was a major time, and it was just a brewing within me that was pushing me towards something higher, and I met Ashley literally in the airport. And she and I, like, I connected to her energetically before we got on the plane. And then we flew. And then when we got off in San Francisco, SFO airport, then it's funny how the universe always just knows how to align us. But I accidentally, but it wasn't accidentally, got off and went through the wrong exit. And that's where Ashley was, and she was holding a personal training book, the NASM book. And I myself at that time, I was deep in my personal training business, and I was looking for personal trainers to bring on board. So immediately that caught on, and this is how we had our less than 5-minute conversation when then we switched Instagram handles, and that's how we stayed connected.
Yes. Wow. Every time I go back to that moment, I'm like, incredible, incredible how the universe works. Amazing how we're both in such a similar situation at that point in space and time, to where I was so excited to be a personal trainer. I was like, this is my life's purpose. I had no idea what was about to unfold after that, right? Like, seeing you at that point was like such a blessing, because I was like, wow, this is so divine. Like, this is such a divinely orchestrated moment. You know, what are the odds of meeting somebody that you, I think you already had your CES or also,
yes,
which
yes.
I was so inspired by. I was like, wow, you know, what a blessing. And it was so much deeper than that. And we weren't even aware of that in that moment, but it totally was. And then seeing everything unfold from that moment on is just so powerful. What you've grown to be, who you've grown to be, who I've grown to be, is just like, it makes me speechless. I really, it's incredible to see the growth and everything that we've gone through and how in alignment it all has been from that moment when we haven't even seen each other in the flesh, like in person since that moment. And yet everything has been in total alignment. It's incredible.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you bring that up, that we only met in person that one time. And
yes,
the past 3+ years have been connected through online. And it just reminds us of how powerful energy and our spirits are, that we don't need to be in the physical. And our journeys, the unfolding of the journeys. And I'm just honored. And it's beautiful that we can have this connection, share this connection, and how God, how the universe, how spirit has aligned us to continue to do this work and to be mirrors for one another.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. That has been so powerful for me, because when you're on this journey and you don't really have a mirror, right, a person that reflects what you're experiencing, it can be really challenging. It can feel like you're by yourself. It can feel as if you're going crazy. Even I've definitely had moments where I'm like, I'm losing it. I'm not going in the right direction here. When in reality, I was. And I was able to see that reflection through you and other people that I have crossed paths with along the way. It has been such a big blessing to be able to see that I'm not alone in this, to be able to see that even through the thickness of it, even through the dark moments that we've had to work through, that we were never alone. And we knew that we could reach out to one another. We knew that we were so vulnerable and so transparent also about what we were facing and what was unraveling, that we could see that within each other and say, like, I'm not alone. This is happening, and this is happening for a reason, not only in my life, but in the lives of my brothers and sisters that I have been connected with by the universe. Like, that was huge for my journey. I don't believe that I would be where I'm at if it weren't for that, you know. I have faith that I would go really far, and I have faith in the universe guiding me always, but connecting with you and so many people has really, really helped me shift my own experience, my own reality, and my own consciousness. So thank you, and thank you. I'm so grateful every day for the universe for that, because it can be difficult and it can feel lonely. So even this, for people that are awakening now, for them to be able to see it is very important, because they don't have to meet in the flesh. You know, there's so many people that I've met online that are the same reflection. And so these kinds of conversations, for them to be heard, is really important within that journey of awakening, because I needed it once upon a time. And it's still nice to have it.
Definitely. I agree with you. It's very important for us to have mirrors, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen you go through so many beautiful stages of your journey. And one thing that has truly stuck with me when I think of you and your journey is that leap of faith.
Oh.
I would love for you to share with our beautiful listeners, our reflections, that I want you to share that moment when you decided to take that leap of faith and leave your comfort zone in Miami.
Oh my goodness, that changed my entire life. Before that, right? And I think it's important for people to know where I was before, because when I took that leap of faith, I got a lot of comments, and I still do, of people saying, like, wow, you're just so brave, or you're so courageous, I could never. And I want people to know that before that, I myself was one of those people, right? I was one of those people that was like, yeah, right, me, leave, never. You know, I was so afraid of being myself, right? Of I didn't even know who I was. I was so afraid of the smallest things, of my body, of being seen, of being vulnerable, of being left, right? I was so afraid of so many things that moving and letting go of everything was the worst. It was a nightmare in my mind. And it was because of that that I knew I had to do it, right? Every fear that came to the surface when I decided that this is what I had to do was confirmation, not of the fact that I shouldn't do it, but confirmation of the fact that I needed to do it, because I was so afraid of what ifs in life. I was so afraid of failure. I was so afraid of not being enough. I was so afraid of these things that I knew in order to break free from that, I had to do it anyway. And right before the night before I was embarking on this journey and getting ready to go on this road trip, I couldn't sleep. You know, I was being tortured with all these fears of like, oh, what if you go and what if something happens? What if you get into a car accident? What if you go and you don't make money? What if you go and it's for nothing? Or what if you go and it's, you have to come right back? So many things. And I was like, okay, these are what my mind is saying, right? But these are the fears that I don't want to have anymore. Like, I don't want to live my life thinking about how I'm going to be worthless if I fail, right? I don't want to live my life thinking about how if I make a mistake or I embark on a journey that's uncomfortable, that the fear would overpower the action that's required in order for me to experience blessings in life, right? So I did it anyway, right? I packed my car and I literally had nothing prepared other than a place to stay. And even that was like divinely planned. You know, I met these people on a cruise. I didn't even know these people. So that was another like huge leap of faith. And I packed my car and I drove across the United States. And I'm so blessed that because I did that, I got signs every step of the way. I got confirmation every step of the way. The fear was there. It was, because that's what the mind does, right? Like, don't do this, or if you go there. But the confirmation, the signs, that was my only focus, right? Like, I'm here looking for signs. I'm here following my soul mission. I'm doing this. And if I fail along the way, I know I'm going to learn. I know I'm going to grow. And so I'm going to keep going. And that was kind of just what I focused on. And I would not be here if it weren't for taking leaps of faith, not only in that moment, because that was like a huge one, just so that I can start this journey of like stepping out of my comfort zone. But it has transformed my life, and I still live by that. If there's something that's nerve-wracking, even starting a podcast can be nerve-wracking. I mean, anything we do is uncomfortable because of all of the blessings that it has to offer, because of all of the growth that it has to offer. And that's what that big leap of faith allowed me to do. It shifted my entire life. It's so crazy.
That's so powerful. And as I hear you express this, you know, I feel the excitement as you share it, because I feel you, because I myself have been there, and I know how it feels like to be there in that place. And you're just like, I'm trusting everything. I'm letting it all go. And I'm going to trust. I'm going for the signs.
Yes.
But, you know, for some people, a lot of us, including myself, before I got there, I know that for me it was challenging, because I used to be the kind of person that I needed to have control. I needed to know where I'm going, what's going to be on the other side. I need to know that I'm going to be set, right? And that was a major blockage for me, because I didn't trust. I wanted control. So what's your advice? Like, something, I know that for you, because you do have Pisces as your sun, and Pisces is all about surrendering and flowing. So I know that intuitively, this is something that you have as a gift, right? But I feel that it's beautiful, because you carry this essence, and it's very in your persona, and it shows in the forefront of your consciousness, right? If you can share with us, you know, how can one just surrender, even when your mind is telling you of all of these things of why you should be afraid, right? What has helped you to just kick those voices out and just let go and surrender?
I love this. This is so important, because even though I am very, like, I'm very airy fairy, right? Like you said, I'm a Pisces, so I'm very like, oh, let's just flow, you know? That's definitely me. But because of my childhood, right, and because of how I grew up, my mind was not like that. So my soul was, and that's why I was craving adventure and trust and freedom, right? My soul was screaming out, like crying out for this. But my mind was like, hell no. Like, this is not what you're about to do. I was on this strict path of going to school. I was in a long relationship. So it was like, okay, I'm going to get engaged, graduate, get married, happily ever after the end, right? Like, I was so set on that because all I wanted was to have this like life that I felt I didn't have when I was a kid. And that was it, right? My goal was not to do anything adventurous or magical, even though my soul did, right? My soul wanted that so bad. But my mind was like, this is the path. You follow this path of knowing and you're in control of this. You're in control of your relationship. I definitely wasn't. You're in control of your career path, which I definitely wasn't because I wasn't happy, right? It was not aligned with what I wanted at the time, right? I didn't even know. I changed my major every week because I had no idea what I wanted to do, right? And still, I was like, but I can control this, right? If I get a bachelor's degree, I'm in control. And in reality, my spirit was just wanting other things. And most of us feel that, right? We want more and we want to experience more. We want to be free. But our mind is just not, it doesn't want us to because it's afraid. And that can serve us, right? The example I always give is that, like, if I'm right in the Grand Canyon, right? Like, which I was. And I'm looking over this huge cliff, my fear has to kick in so that I don't just like jump off, right? Because it's there to serve us in those situations where we're like, okay, well, this is dangerous. Let me step back a little bit, or let me just not run off this cliff because I can get seriously injured and most likely not survive the Grand Canyon fall, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in situations where your mind is telling you, this is scary, this is dangerous, the best advice I can give, and this is what I do still, because I still have to take leaps of faith, right? And the mind doesn't just disappear. The mind is there. Fear is always going to try and tell you, no, I don't know. You know, this is scary. This is dangerous. And so the best advice I have is to sit with those fears, sit with them, like observe them, unravel them, unmask them. Why are they there? What are they there for, right? Are they there to serve you? Or are they there to take away from an experience that can really give you so much, right? Let's say I moved to California and what happened didn't happen, right? Let's say, and I have failed many times in California. It wasn't like this perfect, magical story. It was very, very challenging, yeah. Right? Like it was hard. Just like my journey here is everywhere. It's a challenge, right? Oh, it doesn't matter where you go. You're always going to be struggling in some way, right?
Yes. So,
I moved and I struggled, I failed. All of those fears definitely, in a sense, happened, but they didn't happen to break me. They didn't happen in a negative way like my mind was trying to convince me. They happened and I learned, I grew, I transformed. I'm a totally different person than who I was when I left this space. Like complete 360 transformation, right? In a positive way. I'm so proud. I can't say it without a smile, right? From ear to ear. And that's because those fears were there. I sat with them and I was like, okay, worst case scenarios are important. Your mind's going to tell you them regardless. So observe them, unmask them. What are the worst case scenarios that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? That you fail and you have to come back home, or you fail and you end up broke, or you fail and you fall. But the best case scenario, even if those worst case scenarios happen, which they might, is that you'll learn, you'll grow, and you'll become a version of you that excites you, right? I definitely failed. I definitely fell. I definitely did. And I still do, but I grow and I learn. So I don't let those fears control me. I listen to them. I give them some time. But I don't let them keep me from amazing opportunities.
Beautiful. Just watching you, like there's this glow to you, this energy. It's like I myself, I'm like smiling ear to ear because it's just so contagious in a great way. Like this beautiful energy that just oozes out of you. It's so beautiful and so contagious. And it comes truly from this place of love, a place of self-love, and especially as you are sharing your journey, right? There's a lot of people, and not to speak bad on anyone, and their journey, because people can have a hard time being vulnerable. This is what we're healing from. The fact that we have been raised to bottle up everything, right? So a lot of people have a hard time. Something that I really love and appreciate about you is this truly sense of purity and joy and this love that comes from you, right? And I feel it even throughout your journey, like even in the beginning, like as you were sharing that, I can imagine, but it's just so beautiful how you were just able to trust and you have this deep love for the journey itself.
Yes.
You're not afraid. Yes. Like you understand that in order for us to win, if that's how we could say win, we have to fail. But failure is a beautiful opportunity to continue to win, because it's a mindset, right? Either we're going to look at a situation and point out all the negative things, or we're going to look at a situation and we're going to see the beauty and the blessings that happened through that failure or that struggle or those challenges. And when we have that mindset, no matter where you go, you know you're going to win. No matter if you take off and you know that, well, you know, I might really just not have any money. I might not have any food. All of this might go wrong. But no matter what, I'm going to win. I am going to find the gold nugget. I am going to be the alchemist of this situation, because it's to serve me. Ooh. That right there is power, because you know that you can recreate yourself no matter what, where, or when. But you are that source. And because you are that source, you will always be fulfilled no matter where you go. And that is power. And I love that about you. I love that about you, truly.
Thank you.
And it's so inspirational.
Thank you so much. Honestly, it's so amazing. It's so amazing because I try to exude that as much as I can, because that's how I feel. And it doesn't mean, you know, a lot of times people are like, you're always happy. And that's not it. Like, it's not. I have many dark moments. And you know, right? We've cried together. I'm a crier. I cry often. I feel deeply. So a lot of times, because I'm so connected to how everyone is feeling, I feel dense and I feel like sad, you know, and I'm angry. I get frustrated. But that never takes away from what you said, which is so important, from the love that will always shine through all of that. That love does not change. That mindset does not change. It can't, because that is why I'm alive, right? To serve others is a blessing. It's such a blessing. And to be able to show up and to exude that energy and to be vulnerable, it's because I needed that, right? Once upon a time, I didn't have anyone that felt, right, that was honest about what they were going through. And so I thought I was alone all the time. I thought I was the only one experiencing this turmoil within myself. And it wasn't until I started being honest, right, even if I was the only one, like, this is what I'm going through. I'm not by myself. It can't be that in this world of 7 billion plus people that I'm the only one facing this. And it wasn't until I was able to be vulnerable and to share my truth and to share my demons, to share what I was facing and still face and still do this, right? I'm still vulnerable. I'm still like, oh, what a hard day. And I'll cry in front of people, because so many people feel this way and feel like they can't express themselves. And because I know that I needed that once upon a time, I have to show that. I have to show that vulnerability and that love and that joy that I genuinely can't make up. Like, it's just how I feel all the time. And I just wish that I could share that with every single person in the world so that they can feel that, because I know it's contagious. And I'm so grateful to be appreciated and loved by so many, by beautiful souls like you, because you are that for me too, right? We're all reflections of each other and for each other. And for me to be able to see that regardless of what you face, you're so strong, you're so powerful, you're so loving, so genuine. You and so many amazing people that you also know that we've connected with, right? That inspire me daily to continue being that. Because to be honest, in your present experience, when you are facing difficult darkness and moments, it's like, how do I express this right now when I'm like in the thickness of it and I don't feel like I haven't learned what I'm supposed to learn yet, right? Or I'm dealing with this. How do I express this? I feel like a failure, but you never are. You're always winning. Like you said, you're always winning. If you know, right, that everything that you experience is to allow you to grow, to transform, right, and to rise above what you experience, nothing is a loss. Nothing.
Beautiful. Yes, I fully agree with that, sister. And I've seen you go through so many things, and you have this attitude, right? This positive attitude that no matter what challenges you go through, you put yourself in these situations that are going to stretch you. And I know that that is such a powerful way to live, because when we don't put ourselves in situations that are going to stretch us out of our comfort zone, we remain the same. And I've seen you do that. And I love how you have used your Instagram as well to face your fears on body shaming. And by you using something like social media, right? That many people, there's the pros and the cons, and how you have used that to heal yourself. And I'm sure that, of course, there's still moments where things come up and a trigger comes up, but you've learned how to not react to it, but how to respond and how not to take it personal. I would love for you to share a bit more about this journey of self-acceptance and love.
Yes. So a huge part of the lack of love that I had, right, was lack of body acceptance, right? And we're taught to do this in society, as you know, right? We are taught to not only not feel confident in ourselves, but to hate ourselves. Right, to want to change ourselves, to always look in the mirror and believe that we're not enough. They market everything based on this lie, right? Everything, the clothes that we buy, makeup, hair product, I mean, everything. I grew up truly believing that not only was I, as my true self, like the soul, not worthy of love, but that my body was just, like, I couldn't see it without being grateful or feeling just admiration and love for it. I was definitely afraid, regardless of my weight, regardless, because I mean, I was a trainer, I was fit, strong, and I couldn't see that. I could not see, like, literally, body dysmorphia doesn't allow you to. You can't see yourself for what you are, not your spirit and not your body. It's like this totally morphed version of you that society teaches you are, right? And so when I started learning how to be myself and love myself, I realized that a lot of, like, my personality and everything I was comfortable with, but I didn't know how to feel safe and love for my body. It was just so difficult. And I knew that in order for me to break free of that, just like I drove across the United States, I had to face my fear. And I thought that I would have to change my body to then love my body. And then I realized really quickly that that just wasn't it. And nothing I did was enough. So I was like, you know what? I have to start appreciating this body and loving this body for where it's at, because it's going to change. I'm going to grow older. It's always going to change. It's always going to fluctuate. But my worth isn't. But I have to believe this. And I don't believe this right now. So I literally met this person on a train, like on BART. And he was a photographer, and he was like, hey, like, what's up? Just talk to me, right? Out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, hey, whatever. And he was like, oh, you're a personal trainer? I'm like, yeah, because I had my Crunch uniform at the time. And long story short, he's a photographer, and he's like, oh, we should definitely link and shoot. So I'm like, okay. Terrified, like, sure, whatever. But I knew I needed it. I had envisioned that moment, right, of, like, feeling confident in my skin, always, you know, to practice what that would feel like. But I couldn't really get there, you know, like, I would visualize it and it would feel great, but then I would look in the mirror and I didn't feel that. So we ended up doing a shoot together. And the day before, I was like, I can't do this. I can't. Like, I don't know how to even be myself in front of anybody. Like, I can't feel comfortable in my skin, not even in front of my family, not even in front of myself. How can I do? I can't do this, right? All these fears arise again. And I was just like mortified, because it's different also when you take a picture of yourself and then having someone else that you don't know taking pictures of you. It's really difficult. Like, when you hate your body and you've never been taught to appreciate and love it, it's like, how are you going to face your fears so much that you're going to do then a vulnerable, which I found a very vulnerable shoot, right? So again, all those fears I sat with, and I was like, this is crazy, right? This is not okay. This isn't healthy for me to feel this afraid of being in my skin. I'm so afraid that I can't even change in front of people in the gym. I couldn't do anything without getting an anxiety attack, right? And so I was like, this is confirmation that I need to do it. I need to practice this. I need to practice being vulnerable. I need to practice being myself and teaching other people in the process of that, that it's okay to be afraid, right? That that's part of it. And that it's okay to feel nervous. It's okay to feel uncomfortable, because you are supposed to feel uncomfortable. You're unraveling and unmasking these deep fears that you've had, that you've been conditioned to have. So I did it anyway, like I always do, regardless of how I felt. And I cried. It was so liberating that, I mean, I can't express it in words. It was so emotional. I cried the whole rest of the day. I was in a feeling of freedom that I can't express in words. It was the most liberating thing. And it obviously did not stop there. I kept just trying to embody that freedom until it was like second nature. Then I started modeling as a career, you know, like then it became something that I did for fun. And that is something a lot of people think they can't do, right? Like, oh, feeling confident in my body, that's just never going to happen. And I'm living proof of it, because it was the opposite for me. I felt like it could never be done. And when I finally felt free, and I was like, this is all we have to do is step out of our comfort zone. And it doesn't mean that everybody has to be a model to feel confident in their skin or anything, or post it on Instagram, right? Like, in private, when you do that with yourself, right? When you unmask and you visualize and you really become vulnerable for you, there's nothing like that freedom, and we all deserve to feel that. And so when I post it and I get comments of, excuse me, young women even, that are like, all I want is to feel comfortable in who I am, right? That for some don't even struggle with body issues, but they struggle with being themselves and being silly and being playful or being, you know, connected with their sexuality. Like, there's so many people that feel afraid of being themselves. And I only wish to inspire people every day to break free from that, and to know that they're in control of doing that. It's not like they're going to wake up one day and feel confident. It's that action, that mindset, and stepping out of your comfort zone that really allows you to break free from any conditioning that you've been taught, because we have so, so, so much of it that we have to really fight against within ourselves. So I'm very grateful that I get to be that for people, but it has taken a lot of work, and it still does take work, like you said. So that's what I would definitely advise.
That's so beautiful how, you know, your story. This is why I feel like you have a very powerful story. And because you choose to embody it and put yourself in that situation allows you to be such a master manifester, because you take action, as in, you know, you get the download, you get the inspiration, then the fear comes up. Uh-oh, I'm going to have to get uncomfortable. But then again, then intuitively, you know, okay, I need to do this because I am going to heal from this. And because you have the mentality set to win and you trust. So then what happens is you take action and you trust and you come from a place of love, and then you just allow God to move you and guide you. And then you are able to then embody that. And I feel that it's beautiful to have that example through you, because you don't wait for anything to be perfect, because you've come to understand that nothing is ever going to be perfect. It's never going to be the right day. It's never going to be the right time, the right environment. You have to take action. And because you know what you want, and you're coming as your higher self, coming into the present now, you allow your highest self to come into the present moment and guide you and move you. And because you are living every single day as if you were already your highest self, and you are putting yourself in these uncomfortable situations. And then just like with the photography thing, right? You didn't even want to be a model, but because you saw an opportunity to grow and you leaned towards the unknown and that fear because you knew it was going to stretch you, that it actually then made it into another opportunity for you to express yourself, to share. Definitely. And then now you're modeling and you've done so many shoots. You've even done it for like K-Swiss, right?
Yeah.
You were on billboards in New York, all because you just trusted.
Yes.
And the success isn't even the fact that, you know, you've gone or it's been the inner success. The fact that, wow, I was once so nervous to even get behind a camera, and now I'm on a billboard, and I didn't even plan on that.
Yeah,
embodied.
Yes, that is so important to understand, right? Like you said, because it's not about that. I never, ever, ever in a million years, I mean, I'm 5'3", you know what I'm saying? Like, on top of the fact that I had body issues, modeling was never even a goal of mine, because I couldn't have dreamt it, because our society wouldn't have allowed it. You get what I'm saying? So my goal, I couldn't even set that as a goal, because I couldn't even imagine that up in my mind. All I visualized was feeling confident in myself, in my abilities, in me, right? And in this vessel. That's it. And I took action to do that. And I surpassed that, right? When you take action, most of the time, you surpass this initial goal that you have, because the universe is just like, yes, yes. And it supports you. And you're, like you said, your higher self, you can't even comprehend when you start embarking on a journey. You can't even comprehend what the future holds. Only your higher self knows. And you just follow along the way and you keep listening and you keep going. And then if you would have told me 4 years ago that I would have been modeling, even I wouldn't have believed you. Forget about getting paid, forget about being on a billboard or working with these I wouldn't have believed what you were to tell me about what I do now, not as far as coaching, not as far as modern, none of it, because I couldn't even foresee myself feeling worthy or feeling comfortable and feeling safe and not feeling anxious, right? But that action is everything. And it's not for those goals. It's not for that success. The success is that you feel so great, so great in you and in your vessel. You feel so blessed that you receive an abundance of opportunities that are just pluses. They're just like, oh, cool. Like, I get to also do these things. Like, all I wanted was to feel good and to help other people feel good. And doing that is more than enough. More than enough. That's the real win.
And that's what I love about you, truly. Like, and again, like, as you begin to speak on that, and I feel that love and that genuine feeling that is really like exuberating out of you, my heart chakra is just like, whew, it's just like so open. Yes. And it's like literally like if we can see, right? Like if we tune in, it's like our hearts are just like, whoo, like rainbows shooting into each other's hearts.
I totally feel that.
Definitely. Right? Like,
oh my gosh,
just pouring into each other's hearts, because I genuinely feel that from you. Yes. And I know that any being that you come in contact with that connects with your energy, they will feel that. And that, honestly, to me, is the most important thing, because people can have fancy things. They can have a huge following and the material things and what, you know, labels, all these labels and appearances. And they can have all the knowledge too. They can tell you they've read X amount of books. They've gone to this conference. They've spoken here. They've done 30, 40 years of research. But you won't feel it from them.
Ooh.
They might help people. They might help people. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to discredit them. They may really help people, because they might say something and it clicks to someone and it activates their own inner healer. But their presence does not shake you from the inside out.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps all over my body. Yes.
And that's because you and I can feel that, right? Because we know what that journey is, and we've experienced these connections. And you have that. And I love that about you.
Wow.
And it's why, it's because you come from a place of purity. You don't have expectations. Mm-hmm. You're not chasing success and fame. And it just comes naturally to you because you're not chasing that. Ultimately, you know within yourself that you just want to accept yourself and you want to share that love with others. And because you come from this place of so much love and you just want to share, the divine blesses you.
Yes.
Because the divine is just guiding you, because you're just an instrument for people to see what true trust is, and surrender and love. And when you come from this place of pure unconditional love, you will be rewarded because you're not looking for that.
Yes. The reward is that. The reward. Oh, I wish people could know that, right? Like, I have chills all over, obviously.
Me too, because we both live that life. So it's just like, that's why I connect with you so deeply with that. Yes. And it's just so powerful, because I sensed this from the very beginning from your message. And I was like, wow, like, she's really reflecting the success that I want to share with people. That's why I'm never the kind of person to ever share anything, because I mean, I don't have anything material anyways. I've given it all
away.
But it's that inner wealth.
Yes.
You recreate yourself anywhere.
Oh my gosh. That's everything. That's everything. And I want so bad. You know, I've seen so many people lately face that and realize that. People that I know that have gotten the success, the material success, right? That so many people crave, the cars and the houses and all that stuff and the money, that have let it go willingly, because of the fact that what they didn't have was what mattered most, right? Because that's what we're here for, right? And I'm not saying that people can't have money or that they can't have an exchange for their services, but truly, in reality, if I had the ability, right, forever to just do what I love, right, to just help people and have conversations like this and never have a dime, I'm good. Like, I'm more than satisfied, more than fulfilled, because there's nothing more powerful and more beautiful than that, than feeling so aligned and feeling so fulfilled, so good within your being, that you get to emit and embody that, to share it with others, right? When I have conversations with others that they feel just so full, and I feel full because they're full, and it's just this, even like this conversation, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna leave this and feel just like even more amazing than I did, right? And yes, vice versa, because mm-hmm. this is where it's at. This is wealth. This conversation is abundant, so abundant that like it's radiating off of us, that we feel it so powerfully within and around us. This is being felt by the people that are around us that aren't even aware, because of how abundant it is. This wealth is all I want. It's all I want. And it's what I inspire. I hope to inspire other people to come across and to embody and to align with, because if you have this, then you will have, surprisingly enough, then you will have even more opportunities to do your work, to have those spaces to share, to do conferences, to talk on, like, the universe will present those opportunities for you, and they're going to be so even more fulfilling, because you get to use it and share it and like really infect the world with what you embody. And it's amazing. I wish everyone could feel what we feel right now.
Well, I'm sure that they're going to feel it by them tuning in, as our intention is that. They're definitely going to feel that. Definitely.
Definitely.
I would love for you to share with our listeners, right? What are your tools, like your spiritual toolbox, for you to continue to just be this beautiful cup overflowing with so much love and so much trust and so much abundance? What are some of your daily practices that you do to stay in this, just this trust?
Oh, that's so important. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because a lot of people think that I wake up with rainbows flying out of me and like like I spring out of bed and I'm just like, let's go. Like, and like, no, this, what you see is because of intention, right? This is intentional. And this is for excitement, for connecting with you, right? But there are days where waking up is a struggle, right? But because I have a routine around these tools, right, I get to always stay where I'm at, even through those dark moments, even through difficult moments. So the tools that I use, that these are things that are always going to be part of my life, is staying hydrated, right? If I'm not hydrated, I'm not overflowing because I'm like in need. So it's as simple as it sounds, hydration is like, people are comment on my glow, and that's a huge part of it, is my hydration. When I'm drinking water on top of eating high vibrational foods, right, then I'm radiating. For sure, I'm going to radiate that glow. And that's more like a physical thing, but being able to be in nature, I'm so grateful that I get to do that, right? Being in Miami, I'm so grateful that the weather here is always aligned with being able to be in nature and walk outside. This is essential for me. If I'm not in nature, I realized actually moving to California how vital nature is, to how important it was for my awakening, and also how important it has been for my healing, and still how like essential it is for my daily routine. Walking in nature, even if it's 10 minutes, you know, of just grounding, of just like feeling the earth beneath your feet, there's just so much power in that, so much power and healing in that. So if I can get like an hour every day or 2 hours, then I'm thriving. But if I can even get 5 minutes, I'm grateful and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling aligned and I'm feeling radiant. Meditation is so important. And what I found along my journey too, is that meditation, where you devote time for meditating, is so important, but also being so present in each moment that you're embracing everything. Like I have, when I'm brushing my teeth and I'm present and I'm like mindful of how it feels, there's just so much beauty in that, so much power. And that has helped me so much, being present, meditating in its own devotion, right? Like separating time to meditate and being silent and still has been so healing. I also have a sound bowl now, a sing bowl, sound bowl. I always forget.
Oh, singing bowl.
Mm-hmm. Singing bowl. Mm-hmm. I got gifted one like a month ago, and that has been a new thing in my routine because I love music. I love sound. So that's something that has helped. But being present is really important. There are a lot of people that are like, they devote that time to meditation. But I would also say to make sure that you are devoting time to being present while you're doing things, to be mindful, to like drive mindfully, to listen to podcasts mindfully. Nowadays, people are like on their phones watching TV and doing so many distracting things. And it's really important to just be present and be mindful of your body, of how it feels. And positive affirmations has also been a huge one for me. I always talk about it. Now I've gotten to the place where I don't have to do it every single day, but I still do it. I still incorporate it. I love positive affirmations, especially ones that are tailored to what you feel you haven't embodied yet, right? Like, I don't really have affirmations that much anymore about like body positivity because I feel like I've mastered that, right? But if there's something that I feel like I haven't really aligned with or I haven't really embodied, it's really important for me to like make my positive affirmations tailored to that, right? To what it is that I want to align with or manifest, right? And so that has been huge for me. And all of these things are not things that I do once every now and then or when I feel low, right? These are things that I have to do consistently. This toolbox is not only something that I grab when I'm like at my lowest. I don't wait to get empty, right? I feel and I do these things consistently. And some days I'm going to struggle more than others, but that those exercises, those practices keep me going. They keep me radiating regardless of what I face and go through.
Beautiful and powerful. Actually, everything you just shared are in my daily toolbox as well.
Yay.
And it fluctuates. Awesome. It can depend because there's days that can be smoother, but when you are living, yes, with your family and in a circumstances that could be challenging, you have to find a way but you have to make way. And that's the thing. Yes. It's like, if you can get these in your day, even if it doesn't go how you planned it, right? Maybe you wanted to do it for your rising ritual, but something came up and you couldn't, but making sure that you get that in that day, every single day, to build those habits, because it's so important and it's key. Because just like we shower every day and we brush our teeth, if you skip days without it, you're gonna build up gunk, right? You're gonna get more filth over and over. So this is why, for us to continue to feel aligned, we have to cleanse ourselves every single day. And that's where these beautiful practices come in.
Definitely.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And
of course.
Wow. That's a lot of great, great information. And I know that we can always continue to dive in deeper.
Yes.
I have a question for you right now. And I know this is something that is surfacing a lot right now. And I feel that it would be a great thing to also bring up in this conversation, which is, what is your advice right now with everything that's coming up in the media right now, right? We have all this things that are coming up with racism, things that are coming up. Obviously right now we've been in this whole COVID thing and everything that's coming on right now that is surfacing up again with all the corruption in our governments and all of this information that's going on. What are some advices that you would have right now for our listeners as to how do you take in all this? How do you process, right? What's your advice for people that are waking up and they're bombed? They're being bombed with all of this information.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is definitely something I'm glad we're talking about, because it's the reality right now, right? Like, regardless of how we feel, regardless of how we feel internally, this is all of our realities, right? And it is happening for a reason. So the first thing I would say is to always go back to that. Always remember that what's happening, even if it's hard, even if it's painful, even if it's a battle every day, it is happening so that we could collectively shift, right? And even myself, on the days where I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed, like overwhelmed, because it is overwhelming, right? Like, I'm so overwhelmed with what is happening. How can I wish I could change it right now with a snap of my fingers, but it's not supposed to be that way, right? We're supposed to be here and we're supposed to rise above it. We're supposed to grow through it, and we're breaking cycles. This is happening every moment, every single day. And so I would first advise to allowing yourself to feel, right? Because I have allowed myself to just transmute the heaviness of all of this, because it's very heavy, it's difficult. And so I allow myself time and space to feel fully what I really feel. If I feel sadness, I let myself feel that sadness. If I feel angry, I let myself feel angry, and I vent, even if I have to write in my journal or talk to a loved one, you know, about like, man, this is, you're not gonna feel like if you see corruption resurface and racism resurface, knowing that it's something that should have been handled and removed and broken years, millennia ago, how could you not feel angry, right? Like it is difficult for me to hear these things and see these things and experience them, but I have to feel release and then step into my power so that I can be part of shifting it and ensuring that cycles are broken, right? Just like I've had to do in my own life. When things surface and resurface, it's difficult, it's painful. You need to feel, you need to release, you need to grow, right? Take the lessons that you're learning from it, and then you need to rise above it in order to then help other people get through it too, and ensure that we break cycles together, because this is something that we're all in at the same time all over the world. None of us are going through these things alone. We are all now collectively seeing these things resurface. That's why so many people from all over the world have been fighting against racism, right? It's not a United States problem. This is a worldwide issue that is resurfacing so that we can all collectively dismantle it, right? And that is difficult. So my advice is to stay aligned with the truth of why it's here, right? It's here so that we can all release, feel, release, and then take action. Just like we just talked about, take action, have those conversations, do what's necessary. And also know that when you are tending to yourself, right, and your well-being, your healing, you are also tending to other people's healings and their well-being. Like when I stay in anger, if I feel overwhelmed or I feel sad and I stay there, I'm not able to do anything. I'm not productive because I'm just stuck in this sadness and intensity. But when I feel it and I release it, then I'm able to show up. Like, okay, what can I do right now? What can I do right now to best serve my people, to serve humanity? And maybe that's having a conversation with somebody. Maybe that's doing a podcast. Maybe that's doing a video. Maybe it's just connecting in the flesh with someone that you care about. Maybe it's taking action and an actual like physical step online that you can do for our people. There's always action that we can take, but we have to be able to feel and release so that we can step into that action, right? Another thing I would advise is to stay consistent with that and to stay, to be gentle with yourself, right? With everything that's happening, because it's hard, it's difficult, and we can't act like having a positive mindset is not about ignoring the difficulties, right? Having a positive mindset is acknowledging them, embracing them, and then transmuting them and releasing them so that you can create a better life for yourself and for the next generations. As dense as it all seems in the surface level, when you see it from a 5D reality, right, from a different like a scope, you see the positive impact that it's having, right? The shifts that are happening through all of us and through, like, I've connected with people, even my friends that I never thought were like the people you can have conversations with like this, you know, like childhood friends that have called me like, I don't know. I don't believe this. Right. Like, to where I'm like, whoa, what? You know, like people are shifting. And also conversations with my family members that have been like, we have to do better, right? Like as a unit, we have to do better for ourselves, but as a unit, we have to do better for the world. Those are not conversations that I had before these things resurfaced. So even though it's difficult, remember why they're there, right? We have to know that we are changing and we're connecting with each other, right? We're joining forces where we, even though it seems like this is all very divided, we're not dividing. We are connecting, right? And we're becoming a force. And it's hard to see that. So you have to really like zoom out for a moment, you know, like take time to zoom out and see the bigger picture. Because if you just stay looking at what's happening in the media, it's going to be really difficult to see the bigger picture and see what the outcome is going to be. Like, light always wins. And I always tell people this. I'm like, this is a reality that's happening right now. It's hard. It's difficult. But just like in Star Wars, the light always wins. And that's it. The Force awakens. Like, we're not going, regardless of the darkness that's resurfacing or surfacing, it's surfacing so that we can know, we can be aware. Some people were still asleep. Right? A lot of people were like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I should awaken, but I'm not sure. And now I'm getting phone calls of like, hey, give me anything that you have, whatever you have for me to do, I'll do right now. I'm ready. When like months ago, they were not. They were like, yeah, maybe one day I'll go plant-based. Now they're like, let me know all the recipes that you have. I'll do it. Right? So all of these things from when I zoom out, right? And when I see the bigger picture, I see that happening, and we have to take time to not only feel and allow ourselves to feel and be gentle with ourselves, but to see the bigger picture and know that we can do this, that we have, this is all happening so that we can rise together, so that we can break these cycles that have been around for way too long, and so that we can transform like we have within our own lives, but so that we can also do that collectively, so that we can transform and transcend everything that we have experienced for generations on top of generations on top of generations. I know for a fact that within my family, cycles are broken. I know within your family, cycles are broken. And this is happening in every single household. We are ensuring that. And it seems difficult, and it is. It is difficult and dark and heavy, but that is not where it ends. We're in the thickness of it, but that's the result. The end goal is beautiful. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for people to see those blessings and that light unravel and shine through all of this.
Beautiful, beautiful. And again, this is just because we've walked this journey so many times and we've been tested and we've realized that the divine shows us first through disaster, because everything that doesn't serve us needs to first crumble. And then we have to go through that reconstruction. And that's what's happening now on a collective level. The towers have fallen, everything is crumbling. And it's a blessing. Now it's time for people to realize that. And of course, it's going to be messy because, I mean, think about a breakup, right? When you have a breakup, your whole world is crumbling because what you thought you had is no longer with that person. So now you have to reconstruct, rebuild yourself, and learn from that experience. And the same thing is happening now with our collective, you know, the divine, the universe, God is awakening people, giving people the chance to realize where they are not aligned and what is resurfacing. These are wounds that need to be healed. And now it's collectively, and it's such a blessing.
Yeah, it really is. And that, when you see that, right, and you get to have that mindset of like, oh, this is resurfacing so that I can tend to it, not so that I can suppress it anymore. Like, that is really key in us healing collectively, because we've had to do, I've had to sit with very difficult things within my journey, and I still do, right? But I'm used to this work. So when something arises collectively or just for me, I'm like, oh, we got work to do. let's invest, right, in this work. Let's devote time to this work, and let's grow through this. But as people awaken, it's important for them to keep being reminded of the fact that this is not happening at all to break them or to break us as a unit. This is so that we can tend to the things that are surfacing. And I noticed that when this all started, like when it started kind of happening with COVID-19 and everything, a lot of people were resisting that, right? And I resonated with that because I remember doing that, just like we've talked about. I've definitely resisted the path because of fear and because of like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm ready to sit with these emotions, because it's hard. It's difficult. And even when you're thinking about generations of being sexually molested, generations of you know, our family being abused, of being raped, of being killed, and you know, our ancestors that have experienced slavery and have been murdered, right? Genocide, just so much. These are really, really challenging things to sit with. It's not easy. But they do surface, right? They do arise and resurface so that we can heal, right? And even if it's difficult and that healing process is hard, it's so worth it, because we get to come out of that stronger. We get to come out of that to then serve other people that are going through it, right? I had this amazing conversation with a friend of mine. She's like the sister of a friend that I have. And she's very young, and she called me the other day and was just like reaching out for healing. Like, she was like, you know, I didn't want to reach out. It was difficult for me to reach out because we just don't do that, right? Like, she's Dominican like I am. And we were not taught to heal. None of us were. We were taught to suppress and to go on acting like everything is fine and dandy and just work, right? And people now are given the space and the time to finally just heal. Devote your time to healing. If there's a time to heal, it's now. It's now. You're given the time and space to do so. And I'm not saying that everyone is privileged enough to do that right now, but in this situation where she was like, give me the tools, I'm ready, right? Like, whatever it is that you know, please share with me, and I will devote time to my healing, because I know I need to. My sister's doing it, and now I need to do it. I know I do. Because I want to ensure a better life for the generations to come. These are not conversations that I would have had years ago, because people were slowly kind of maybe awakening. And now it's so clear that they're like, okay, this is arising, and what do I do? And the best thing to do, the other thing to do, is to tend to it, to sit with it and heal, because you can, you have the ability to, you will. If I could do it, if Jess could do it, and if everyone we know could do it, I guarantee, trust 100% that you can do it too.
Yes, yes, beautiful advice. And it's such a powerful, powerful time. And just how you were saying, like, now you're having these calls, it's such a blessing, because a lot of us that have awakened and have been doing the work, this is why we were doing the work. It's because we were initiating this healing, this collective healing. Yes. So now we don't have to question, like, now we know, like, oh yeah, like, yeah, all of this was happening because that was the great awakening of our collective. And it was through the corona, to the crowning, through the COVID-19, yes, like the crowning, yes, the time and how everything, like, we're able to recognize, wow, okay, so now the collective is going through their own initiation. And now it's for the souls that are ready to now answer the call. But we had to wake up beforehand so we, yeah, would be able to be ready and have direction to guide, definitely, people. Because imagine if we hadn't had our deadly, challenging, yes, awakenings over and over again, different dark night of the soul, right? Different, yes, times over and over. We wouldn't, yes, be able to be here right now. And we wouldn't be able to be magnets for the souls that we are meant to connect with, because we all individually, yeah, have certain soul groups that we're meant to, yeah, connect, and that we're meant to reactivate their own healing and, mm-hmm, to direct them towards their own remembrance. And if we hadn't walked that, and not saying that we're still not, because we're transitioning.
Oh, for sure.
So we're
for
still, sure, we're just moving forward, because we, yeah, need to continue to create these paths. Yes. So we can be the example, the way showers, mm-hmm, for everyone to realize, look, there are other ways, okay? There are, yes, other ways, and we are walking this path. And, yes, we're just an example of what you're able to do. Just like when Yeshua, yeah, Jesus, Buddha, so, yeah, many other messiahs, messengers have walked the path. They didn't, mm-hmm, say, you know, worship me. No.
No, exactly.
I am an example of you.
Yes.
What I can do, you can do. I am just walking this path to show, mm-hmm, you that you are capable of. And it doesn't have to be in the way that I'm walking it. But, yes, the fact that I'm able to do it means you're able to do it, because we, yes, are one.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's everything. That is exactly why. And that's also why there are many of us that have done that work, right, that are spread all over the world, right? Because we are one, and it through our healing, we're able to not be this like leader that is praised. We're able to connect with other people, and like you said perfectly, be a magnet, right, for those that are now there. They're there, right? My past self didn't fully understand why this was happening, right? I just went, I followed, and I kept going, just like you did, and like so many people we know did, keep going and kept healing and kept facing those dark shadows and those things that I had suppressed for so long. Not only that I had suppressed, but that my lineage had suppressed, right? And I've done the work, and you've done the work. And now to see other people that are like, oh my goodness, I get to heal too, right? Like, I'm here and I'm ready. That is amazing. That's amazing. And because you have survived all that you have, and because you are here thriving, because you are thriving and I'm thriving, regardless of what we're facing, regardless of where we're at, right? We get to help other people do that. We get to help show them. Because honestly, once they start, we're not even going to have to hold their hand along the whole way, because God will, right? The universe, yes, will. But we're there saying like, yes, you're in the right path. Keep going, right? Like, mm-hmm, sometimes that's all they need. Sometimes all they need is to know that someone else survived it. Someone else followed that path and came out thriving because of everything that they healed. And mm-hmm, to know that they're not alone, like we once felt, is amazing, right? I've never been so like grateful, so grateful to be able to be here, like to do it. It's been so difficult. It's been, yes, such a struggle. It's not easy. Like, you know it. I know, yes, it. It's not rainbows and butterflies, but it is so beautiful. It's so powerful. And that is what the next generations are gonna be. You know how beautiful that is, that what we're passing down is like wisdom and love, true unconditional love and healing, and creating safe environments for the new generations to heal. that is very, very powerful to me. And I love that the new generations feel safe, right, to heal when we once upon a time felt scared and felt like, and I'm not saying it's not so scary because it is, but they feel safe and they know that they're not alone. They know that they have people there should they ever need love or guidance or someone to talk to along the way. They're not alone. And we met each other and that aligned so that we knew that we weren't alone, but it was mm-hmm. very difficult for us to like keep on this path, and we did. Yes. And now to see it come all full circle is like, wow, amazing, amazing, amazing.
It's so powerful. And again, just to remind all of our beautiful listeners that this is what it's all about. It's about mm-hmm. knowing you're not alone, because it does make a difference. At one point in my life, I literally just felt like it was just me against the world. I couldn't talk or share anything. When I would see psychiatrists and psychologists, they didn't get me. They just would prescribe pills and give me a label of to what they thought I was experiencing and telling me that this is what I have to deal with for the rest of my life, but that this pill is going to help me in therapy, but I need this forever. Because I am suffering from an imbalance within a chemical imbalance, right? And that was it. Yeah. That was a solution. I felt so alone because I knew that what I was experiencing was beyond this, but no one heard me. No one understood me. I knew that I could feel it. I would talk about all the things that are happening now, and they just said I was experiencing psychosis. They called me bipolar. They said I'm manic and all of these, and that I'm suffering from delusions and paranoia. And again, like, how do you feel when you're going through an awakening and people, the professionals that are supposed to help you, they're labeling you with psychosis and crazy and giving you pills that are making it worse? So this is why it is our duty, because we know what it's like to be on the end where we weren't understood. And maybe if we had somebody that could have shared a journey and explained to us, hey, what you're going through is just your spiritual awakening. Yes, oof, it's going to be challenging. You are going to go through this. It will take years, but it's worth it. Keep going. Ugh. Keep going. You're not alone. That would have saved me so many times of hiding myself and all the years that I hurt other people because I was hurting. So this is why I do what I do now. And this is why it makes me so happy to know that I'm not in this alone and that there's so many beautiful souls that share a very similar mission. Mission and message. I was going to say.
Message. New word. Yes.
Right? That we're here and we're here to just express our own journey, our own unique essence, and the souls that resonate with us. Then we're here. And we're just a mirror for you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that is something that's so beautiful for us, but also for the people experiencing that, right? Because we were those cycle breakers. So when we were growing up, we didn't have those role models. We didn't have, like, I never had someone that I could look up to that was doing that work, right? Just like you didn't, and so many of us didn't, to where we're like, I don't understand why I feel this baggage, why I feel like I need to heal, but why, you know, like no one else understands me and why I feel so different and I'm like isolated in this world of tons of people. Like, it's really difficult to be raised in a generation that encourages you to suppress, encourages you to act like you don't have anything, and the second that you talk about it, you're crazy, right? Like, that's what our generation's taught, right? Like, I remember even my mom talking to me about her experiences as a child, where she used to see things and like always know certain things, and the second she would talk about it, she was hushed, or she was like, oh, you know, don't talk about that because people are gonna think you're crazy, right? So now these new generations, they won't feel that isolated. They're still gonna struggle. It's still gonna be difficult. It's still gonna be a journey that's intense, right? But what they will have, which is something that we didn't have until, you know, like later in our journeys, is the knowing that they're not alone, not only through, you know, like guides, because we saw our guides, right? We experienced them and were guided, but they're also going to have reflections. They're also going to have people like us confirm that they're on the right path and that they're not crazy. They're actually healing and that they're actually like shedding old beliefs and healing for their lineage, right? Like they're going to have that to go to know, even on YouTube now, right? Like on social media, you have that. You have people, you could search it. Back then you couldn't do that. Back then it was like, I'm literally losing it. And then everybody that I go to is confirming that. Now people are like, I feel like I'm supposed to heal. And they can confirm that through us. They can confirm that through physical representations of that journey. And I'm so blessed and grateful to be that. I'm so blessed and grateful to connect and have know that I'm not the only one that's that, right? That there's so many other reflections out there that may align with someone else more, right? Because there's so many of us now, who are we not impacting? You know, like who is not being touched? Because there's so many people that are reaching the audience, like you said, that they're supposed to, the people that they're supposed to, all over the world and in every language. And that's powerful to me. Even, you know, people that only speak Spanish, I've seen do the work and I'm like, oh, I'm so just in love. I mean, I'm in love with everything that's happening regardless
yes.
of how difficult. I'm so blessed and I'm so, so, so grateful.
Yes. And I wanted to add to this, how, as you were saying this, I had this entire vision, and I want to share this visual that I just had with our listeners as we're one consciousness. Is it's beautiful to really see and realize what is happening right now on a micro and macro level, because as individual souls, when we chose to wake up and we our higher self knew it was time, we embarked on this mission with the intention that we're going to heal our lineage. We're going to heal our world by healing ourselves. And now we have activated that within our collective. And because we chose to step in, we chose to answer the call because we knew that was our call and we needed to be strong and ready for these times. We are now here and we have created massive ripples of healing in our collective, and globally we are placed in different areas, different languages, because that's our one self expanded out to reach all of us, the one self, because we're all one, bringing all of ourselves back into wholeness. And as we're doing this, as you were saying, different languages, this is why, because
yes,
we're all now spread apart. We all started as one, and as time went by, we spread out and expanded, and that created different languages, different borders, nationalities. But in the end, we were one. So this is why now we have to multiply globally, worldwide, with different languages to communicate this message to our one self.
Yes.
And this example is, this beautiful thing is my mother. I've been initiating a very deep healing, and because her first language is Spanish, and you brought this remembrance for me right now as you were saying in Spanish. So then I went on and she said, oh, I would love to have some videos in Spanish that can teach me about healing my root and about setting healthy boundaries. And at that moment I was like, oh, I need to create content in Spanish. And then I was like, hold on, Jess, you're not meant to do everything. Let me look first, go on YouTube and see if I could find someone for my mom. So I found exactly, I didn't know, but there was this woman, I found it. Then my mom's been hooked on it. And then my mom, because she was serious about doing her own work, she resonated, but there was something she didn't resonate as much with the way the woman was speaking. But because the message was deep, she was like, I'm going to still listen to it because I wanted to record in my mind. But then she found the YouTube of the teacher of this woman who actually does it better. So now she's listening to this woman, and now she's found her own like sources of Spanish videos that are helping her basically repair these traumas. So now she's feeding herself, but she listens, goes to sleep. She's listening to these audios of, you know, codependency and healing from this trauma, because she's really working on healing from the traumas of my father. But I didn't have to do that. I just was there. I've been doing other stuff, but because other people are doing the work in other languages, I was able to go and find someone that I vibe with and connected her in the language that she resonated with. And then
wow,
from there, she just found another source that she liked better, but it was the message is there. So I just wanted to share that because
wow,
we're not meant to do everything. But if we take responsibility for self, that's the power.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. That is so beautiful. I'm so that is what makes me just so joyful and so grateful, because that didn't exist a while ago, like not 10 years ago, like a couple years ago. It didn't exist. And if it did, it was very underground. You know, it wasn't something that you could just Google and find, especially for other languages. And I'm so blessed and grateful that that exists, because they're healing, right? And they're still here, so they need to heal and they deserve it, right? And so the fact that they're able to find it and to find the resources and to hear people, because we align not only, you know, through language, but there's so many different personalities that we align with based on what helps us learn best, right? So like what will align with me and what resonates with me won't necessarily resonate with other people, just because I have my own unique style of learning and my own unique style of taking in information. And it's so great to see so much of it, which is why there's so many of us. There's not supposed to be a limitation of us, because there's so many people in the world. And maybe some people are going to resonate with me, but maybe some people are not, right? And that's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is that it's in every language, or at least a lot of languages now, and it's in different personalities in different ways.
As you're saying this, I'm laughing right now, because as you're saying this, it's just taking me back again to all of the messiahs and the different cultures, yes, and languages and different names of God. And ooh, as we're saying this, we're just speaking of like the embodiment of God consciousness again, and how God is manifesting through each and every one, yes, of us, because there's so many languages. Like, imagine, like, how can we see this flaw in religion? Like, how can people think that by you enforcing an individual from another side of the world that speaks a whole different language, that they have to say a certain name and, you know, read, exactly, a certain book that doesn't even resonate maybe with their experience, but they're forced upon that. But the divine has made it clear that this is not what we're continuing. And this is why we're, yes, spread out all over the world. Many shapes,
yes,
forms, yes, languages, background, amazing, doesn't matter. It's just, this is love. This, yeah, is it. Yes. You are home. Just remember that. You know?
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes, yes,
wow,
yes.
Wow, wow.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, beautiful sister, for just sharing your energy, right? It's just by you being here and being able to have this conversation that we're able to record and share for others to listen to.
Yes.
Is such a blessing, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. I wanna take this time now to acknowledge you and your journey, your strength, perseverance, everything that you have given up, because you knew that you were here for something greater. You didn't play yourself. You didn't settle for less. You continued to put yourself in that unknown state, because you knew that what is around you, it can't be it. So I'm going to surrender to what I cannot see, so I, yes, may receive, and I may truly be an instrument of love and light and this message, and to embody it, most of all, to embody it. And because everything that you do comes from the source that is unlimited, this is why your success, and even this now, like, you're not limited to success no matter where you are, because we're not here to show that to people, right? The success, yes, that you are sharing with others is truly immaterial, and you carry it with you. So thank you for being such a beautiful embodiment of the goddess.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I can't thank you enough. I'm so, so grateful every day. Know it, Jess, every day for your existence. I'm so, so, so blessed and grateful for crossing paths with you. You are doing the same. You embody the same. When I have everybody muted almost on social media, and you're definitely not one of those people, because you're always, every day, you're devoted to sharing so much love, so much wisdom. And regardless of what you have been faced with, regardless of what you've experienced in your life and still experience, you're doing it every day. You're doing things like this that are really, really, really transforming the world and how we know it. So I love you always and always, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for having me. This has been so amazing. I'm so excited for the day, even more than I was because of the energy exchange here. And I really, really hope that everybody that listened and tuned in feels it and then shares it with other people, because I'm just radiating. I'm so, so, so grateful. So I love you. Thank you for all the work you've done within yourself and everything that you continue to do for all of us, because I'm included as one of those.
Well, thank you so much, beautiful sister. And definitely, if our beautiful, beautiful reflections really resonated with this episode, screenshot this episode, tag me and Ashley, and share it on Instagram so other people may know about this episode and really just take in what is necessary. Thank you so much, beautiful sister.
Of course, you're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Remember to always follow your heart and welcome the unknown. Trust, surrender, and allow. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. If you resonated with beautiful Ashley, you can connect with her on social media. Her Instagram is Benya_Pequeña. And she also has Facebook groups, and it's called Transform, Transcend, Transmit Together Tribe. I will be putting all of her links on the show notes below. Thank you so much, beautiful souls, for tuning in to this episode with my beloved soul sister, Ashley. If you resonated with this episode and you found a lot of value, screenshot and tag me and share it, and let's spread the healing. I love you. I see you. I honor you. Hari Om Tat Sat.